And now, News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Art of Potential, an illuminating talk show about getting educated, getting hired, and getting inspired. Hosted by the staggeringly positive Kristen Heemstra, an experienced human resources manager and college admissions consultant. And now, here's Kristen on WCHL.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra with the Art of Potential show, and we have an interesting show for you right now because we have as a guest Lawrence Tibbetts. Welcome, Lawrence.
Hey, welcome. Glad to be here. Thanks.
So why are you listening to Lawrence and I talk? And the answer is because he is an expert on triangle networking, and we're going to be talking about a lot of the resources that are available to you in the triangle to use to meet to take yourself out into the job market as well as to promote your own business. So, Lawrence, can you tell us why are you an expert on this?
Well, thank you, and a privilege to be here and us meeting in some networking avenues. I think even LinkedIn bringing us together and posing some good of my background and your background. But why am I an expert? Well, certainly I've been using networking in my job search and landings and also just being successful. But I've always in my 40-some years seen it as a great opportunity to cultivate great relationships and be able to grow and see businesses grow. And now, nowhere better used today just by the economy and where we are and where I think we'll never be again. I think networking is an asset and it is a mandatory tool that business people must use.
Absolutely. And not just business people, really. It's something for everyone. My question to you is, what is networking? It's such a general term. Like, how would you define it?
Well, I think it is certainly making contact with other people, individual businesses, but certainly it is a relationship game. Mm-hmm. So I describe it as that, but it is building relationships and over time stroking those relationships and getting them better. And also just in an exchange of how can I help you? And in return of that pay it forward attitude, that relationship helping someone else, but also certainly it comes back and helps you and your professional growth and business. And you are certainly correct. I think of the two audiences just as related to networking in the environment we are today, 2012, and that is job seekers and also just networking as businesses to make our businesses thrive and grow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's talk about the job seeker's take on networking. If you are a job seeker, how are you looking? First of all, I guess I want to know how you go into a venue and network. I have a ton of questions about this. Where are the venues that you network? How do you make connections? Like all of that type of thing. So let's just start off from a job seeker's perspective. They know they need to network. What would your advice be to them?
Well, certainly, again, 2012, calling everybody to the networking table in those two columns, whether it be a job seeker and talking about them first. But, you know, it's getting out there. It's not being intimidating. And, of course, it can be. And it is oftentimes, you know, grabbing a friend, grabbing a buddy, grabbing a co-job seeker. In the triangle, there are programs just through Googling that you can find many outlets, even as a job seeker. I mean, that's pretty amazing. You just got to find them and tune into them. And it oftentimes starts with just being online and searching those networking opportunities for job seekers in the triangle. And I can think of one success or just one that I've been involved in and would highlight lots of them. But I talk about this one, and oftentimes I'm approached this way. It is one in the triangle that has done it well. You may go to the others, but make sure you're at this one. And I think of the ministry or what Colonial Baptist Church, their Colonial Job Seeker program does on Monday mornings, you know, starting at about 8 for coffee and at 8:30 for their program. And that has been around, Kristen, for years.
It has been.
And in its heyday, or just however you answered that question, heyday, or just in terms of maybe when it was needed the most, and it continues today and will continue for years, I would think. But at one time, there were 400 people gathering as job seekers, maybe some business people being resources, but 400 people on any given Monday morning. And that is just awesome.
It really is.
And their years of experience, they have perfected perfected it. They have made it a genuine program, organized. And at this point, I think they're between 100 and 150 people gathering every Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing but an asset. So, you know, what is the starting point for a networker just in terms of being a job seeker or a person in transition? It's oftentimes with a program, and finding a successful program like that is nothing but an asset. And I find people across the triangle that are driving 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and it's well worth their investment of Monday morning to get their week started on a great note. And they're driving to Colonial, which is basically at Walnut and Tryon, Cary Raleigh address. And anybody can Google that program. That's a great one, being involved in a program.
It helps. And I'd also like to give a shout out to White Memorial, White Memorial Presbyterian Church in Raleigh. I've done some speaking there, and I forget what mornings they do theirs. They're pulling in between 80 and 100 people, so they're also a great asset. And then there's St. Francis Assisi, which is a Catholic church in Raleigh, which also has its own job seekers groups. So the churches, the reason I think the churches are a natural venue for job seekers is, in some ways, they're built to nurture. And I think when you're looking for a job, nurturing is kind of what you want in a little bit of a way.
Yes.
You can feel really alone.
You can, and we might share or just have it available later through avenues or email or so forth. I mean, I can think of an email that I have in my account or saved, and that is, again, that weekly calendar of what is Monday morning, what is Tuesday morning, what is Wednesday, and yes, it speaks to a Colonial White Memorial, which is Tuesday morning, I believe, White Memorial, and then that calendar continues, and maybe there's been some that have been fallen off. But it is still a stable calendar, and that is the greatest email to get. And if you're at Colonial or White Memorial and asking the right question about, hey, isn't there an email of attachment just as related to the weekly days, the days of the week, and just in terms of the job seeker networking that's available in programs, and that's a great asset.
It is, and I'd also like to do a shout out to Triangle Networking Group, Todd Thigpen's organization. They do a lot of evening programs as well, and it's TNG is the letters it's known by, and you can Google that, and you'll come up with some good resources for that too. So if you're a job seeker and you're going to things like this, my take on these groups is you're not actually going to find a job at that group. What you find are other people who are looking for work. You get some really good instruction and some things to think about. And then you're also able to find out if the people in the group know people who might be looking for someone like you.
Yes, it is certainly building connections. A lot of these groups with structure and a program, you're going there as a learner. You're soaking up, and that's from building your resume professionally, making sure there's business cards even for you as a job seeker, building your LinkedIn profile. But then you're looking for those connections, and they get it. They're part of the learning and the education, but then a fundamental. And it takes a while to soak in, but it's so elementary and basic, but it just takes time. And that is, hey, go from these groups that we have. Thank you for being here. But go hang out with working people.
Yeah.
that is oftentimes a lesson that is lost, and it takes a while.
I agree with
again,
that.
When unemployment 8%, 9%. But it's one of the biggest lessons that I've tried to give to a lot of people, and it's one that takes a while to soak in. But you can be involved with these programs. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you can come to someone and say, hey, you're seeking a job and you're online, you're on the computer and using that as a tool, but where are you mixing with employed people? And, you know, some of these groups that we'll talk about further are just representative of they're accepting to both the working population and also they're having visits by people that are in transition or that are looking, and that is fine. It may sound unusual, but it's quite impressive when you're sitting in a leads group, whether it be Chapel Hill leads group or Cary leads group, and a 30-second elevator speech is given about a business and growing your business, and the next person to you is organized enough that he's there and he's introduced introducing him or herself in transition, but they are there and they're sharing their 30-second elevator speech about their skill set, what they're looking for. That doesn't happen every day. It happens obviously more so in this environment of higher unemployment. It's pretty impressive, and I've been impressed by a young person to a middle-aged person making themselves available and giving that kind of introduction about themselves.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the groups that you're mentioning, such as BNI, and where people can go to connect with those. You are listening to the Art of Potential Show.
You're listening to Art of Potential on WCHL. Once again, here's your host, Kristen Heemstra.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra. You are listening to the Art of Potential Show, and we were talking about the value of networking, and we just covered some of the groups in the area which work with people who are on the job search. Now, Lawrence, you brought up groups who mix both current businesses and people who are unemployed. Can you tell us about those a little bit?
Sure, and I had shared somewhat of a list of, I'm a big business networker in the Triangle, and lots of on my list, a number of these that I try to fit into my calendar. And I'm not sure if I, you know, you Google, okay, what are the accepting groups or labeling themselves as both business growth and also job seekers? You might not find that sign out front, but again, as I patronize many of these networking groups, I find that a characteristic of them as I am networking and trying to grow my own business and to meet great business contacts. And so not an all-inclusive list, but some of the groups that I've been involved in some great networking and also have been very much an asset to trying to help a person beside us that's in transition or seeking employment, certainly. Some of those groups is a great group in the Triangle Raleigh called Raleigh Mix. And it may have had an orientation started from a couple of people in the real estate industry. But a lot of these, and maybe I'll characterize them, that, you know, every time, once a month, that's a group of 40, 50 people getting together or more in networking to grow a business and also helping those that are there. We talked about or mentioned LinkedIn Live, LinkedIn Live Raleigh, which is another outstanding group, and it becomes a resource for those working and also in transition or job seekers. I've met a lot of great people there in transition. I think about the Leeds groups. It is right here or in Chapel Hill, Chapel Hill Leeds group.
Yeah.
I think that's Wednesday morning, 8 a.m., but
They're
it is
great.
Chapel. Yes, and it is Chapel Hill that is the daddy, the mom of Leeds groups, if I understand, in the history. Maybe Chapel Hill's the original, and then I think of North Raleigh Leeds Group. I think of Cary Leeds Group that I'm involved in.
They have Hillsborough Leeds Group.
Hillsborough, Holly Springs. Yeah. Some of them have evolved and some of them have had some transition. But Chapel Hill Leeds Group, we talk about them Wednesday morning, and that is just a given pretty much that's 60 people plus in a room for their business purpose. Occasionally a good seeker or a person in transition. So I think of Chapel Hill Leeds, and I'm involved with Cary Leeds, which is a strong group of 35 plus generally every week. And Cary Leeds group meets in Cary at Hope Community Church, and that is on Thursdays, one of the events on Thursdays. Some of the other groups are just mentioning quickly, all the chambers of commerce.
Yeah.
Obviously, membership is important to them, but just looking at their calendars and understanding that they may have some open events for networking, and I enjoy that relationship with the great job that chambers do in the Triangle.
They do, and I just want to leap off of that for a minute. The Chapel Hill Chamber for Young Professionals, it has a YPN, Young Professionals Network, and I just spoke spoke actually there earlier this week. But what they do is it's like you just go and you socialize, you hear a speaker and you get to know other young professionals in the area. All chambers, as far as I know, have a business before hours and a business after hours open event. And those you go in before hours, meaning that they start early in the morning, you have a cup of coffee and you meet with other members and other people in the community who are trying to learn about the community. And business after hours tend to be at more social locations in the sense that their business is trying to promote themselves, and you can go again and you can meet a lot of the chamber members. If you're looking for work or you're a business, I can't recommend enough connecting with your local Chamber of Commerce, in our case, Chapel Hill's Chamber of Commerce. They're really good.
And Kristen, just like I've heard on your show previously, but just it is an avenue just in terms of those in transition, job mm-hmm. seekers, you know, the aspect of volunteering.
Yes. That is so on the money.
It is. Yes. You know, it could be a committee at the chamber, or it could be yes. just volunteering time. And they may look towards membership at some point, but just volunteering mm-hmm. hours or a number of these. I know of some people in transition and, you know, LinkedIn Live, and they are volunteering to do the registration to help yep. do the name tags. And you've talked of that previously. And that is a great success story. And when we talk about volunteering in general, and that is another, just as we want people in transition and job seekers to hang out with working people,
right.
you know, when you're volunteering, think about the ideal area that matches or mixes with within your desired field or your skill set.
Great advice.
And, you know, American Blood Drive, I want to be in the American Red Cross. I want to be involved with them because I know that they hold their blood drives at such and such business or mm-hmm. or at a hospital at a certain part of the town or city that I want to work. Mm-hmm. So you know that some of the contacts, as yeah. you help them, will be from that area. It's as simple as that. But volunteering gets you out, gets mm-hmm. you off your couch, but yeah. also just trying to take advantage of it to be volunteering in the area that you want to end up in. Yeah. And that can help. That'd be a great tool.
It is. And just to your point, face-to-face contact is your most powerful thing. I know people feel like if you make connections over the computer, it's good. And it's not bad. Computer connections are good. Facebook, LinkedIn, all that kind of stuff. But nothing takes the place of face-to-face contact. So keep yeah, going. I didn't yeah. mean to interrupt you, but hey, I did want to throw that out there. Yeah.
Some of the other ones we've mentioned are just in terms of working, but we're trying to spend some time on transition, job seekers. I think of inside919.com, an online community, but also one that I'm very involved in online, inside919.com. But also they have many offline live events. I've been involved today in a thing we call Big Lunch. And that is a meeting over at Morrisville Outlet Mall and mm-hmm. what's left of the food court, but also 50, 60 people plus having maybe a quick lunch or eating at some point, but gathering there for networking. And we've certainly been accommodating or meeting people that are starting businesses or in transition or looking for employment and trying to hook them up, trying to connect them with resources within our Inside 919 community. I think of a great organization, RaleighEntrepreneurs.com. Sometimes tough circumstances, but no better time, and it is happening as many are dealt with unemployment, but some have searched themselves, found some funds, found lots of creativity, and the entrepreneur spirit is there, and many of our great mm-hmm. businesses come out of that
really
situation.
They really do. If you can't find someone to hire you, hire yourself.
Exactly, exactly. And then we've talked about LinkedIn.com in relationship to the groups that they have, and also just building your profile. Make sure that, you know, LinkedIn today is oftentimes the new business card.
It is, you're right.
The new business card. You know, the comment is made about once you collect business cards, what do you do with them? Mm-hmm. Do they end up in a shoebox? Do they end up in the trash can? Well, we hope not. You've got to have a method of what to do with them. But one of the bases for many people today is taking a business card, seeing that LinkedIn address, acknowledging that their profile is on LinkedIn, maybe making that connection with them on LinkedIn. And then, yes, maybe at some time that business card deserves to be in a shoebox, but yeah. You've done something with it. You've drawn a further connection, and LinkedIn is a great and mandatory tool now for business networking and also as job seekers.
Absolutely. And we did a show on LinkedIn. If you want to know more about it, there is a show that I did with William. It's William Blackman. He is amazing.
Excellent.
And he can tell you, if you listen to the show, he'll tell you how to fill in your profile. Your profile is like your resume online, and it's a way that people can browse you and kind of get to know you. You definitely want to take advantage of the recommendation section, and he kind of walks you through that. But to your point, that's a really good thing to utilize. Before we break, though, I just want to mention there's also BNI. And BNI is Business Networking International. They have chapters all over the triangle. And that's another really good resource for people to take advantage of. They used to meet here over at Nantucket, and they still may. There's a real strong chapter over there in Durham, Bull City, which meets over at the Carolina Ale House. But those are also really good resources.
I think the count for BNI chapters in the triangle is, it may be around 28. Mm-hmm. And that is just amazing. Mm-hmm. The executive director of this area, Steve Hahn, good friend, personal friend.
Everybody knows
mine,
Steve Hahn.
but yes, and Steve Hahn would be the first to say, certainly knowing me, but also that, take advantage of being a visitor on visitor day, yeah. Connecting with what business ideas you may have. That is one, Kristen, though, that does work towards, they have a big itinerary that needs your membership dollars,
yeah.
And so forth at some point are seriously looking at them.
Yeah.
But they have been a resource for me, and in all my networking in the triangle, I have built relationships and I get phone calls, and I'm glad to be at that point today where, Lawrence, I'm going to miss my BNI chapter this Wednesday. Can you sub for me? Because their attendance is almost or pretty much mandatory.
Yeah, you got to be there.
But you can have a sub occasionally, or a yeah. conflict comes up and you can call a sub to do your elevator speech. And also the visitor gets a chance to share where they are in transition or what company they work with. So BNI is a great asset. Another one in the triangle, I think finishing this list that I had, was thinking about TAFU, T-A-F-U, and it stands for To Avoid Future Unemployment, T-A-F-U. And that, I think of where they meet, or off of Harrison Avenue, right off of Highway 40, and that is related to Carolina Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be searching it on Google, but to avoid future unemployment. And there's a great example where you're going to have job seekers, people in transition, but yet the core is a group of working people, and also working people or people in transition, they found employment, but they such a structure that they are the backbone, and they come back the twice a month that they meet, I think, on Thursdays. It might be the second and the fourth, but please look it up. Google that, TAFU. But they are a backbone for support where mm-hmm. you do your elevator speech, and it's magic in a room that you can say that you're looking for in the field of engineering or mechanical engineering, and within 10 seconds you've got a hand raised and say, hey, see me afterwards. I've got a connection.
Wow.
I've heard about an opening, or I've got a connection. It may lead to something, you learning more information about a job opening. And that group's pretty amazing, it's had some numbers. I mean, that is 50 people pretty easy in a room sharing elevator speeches.
Terrific.
And sharing resources.
Wonderful. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all the things that we talked about online. So if you go to artofpotential.com, you will be able to find a list of all these resources. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a lot of things that are underutilized in the networking process.
You're listening to Art of Potential on WCHL. Once again, here's your host, Kristen Heemstra.
Welcome back. You are listening to Kristen Heemstra, and I am talking with Lawrence Tibbetts, and we're just talking about some of the things you need to network. So, Lawrence, in your opinion, what are some things that are underutilized in networking?
glad to share, and I think a good topic for networking success in the Triangle. Mm-hmm. I will share real quickly, Kristen. I was even two networking events today, and just trying in preparation for this, you know, asking some core groups, some core friends of just some things about insights to networking. I thought that may be beneficial even to me as I was trying to share with others, and certainly just trying to help the whole Triangle in the area of increasing their business, people in transition, job seekers, et cetera. But, you know, three mistakes of networkers today, real quickly, and we've heard those. If you've been listening weekly, you're hearing these often, but you can always hear them one more time and trying to learn from them. The first mistake was too much about yourself. Mm-hmm. Again, the pay it forward attitude, how can I help you attitude, trying to be prevalent and trying to be first. I heard some things, Kristen, like, you know, don't show up and throw up.
Yeah,
and
that I can totally understand that, though. I totally do. I'm sorry to say. I think we all do, because when you're feeling uncomfortable or you're a little, you know, nervous, it's like you just want to throw out your story, and it is. It's almost right. like throwing up.
And I've heard it, but God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, right? But that was number one, too much about yourself. Get away from that. Number two, elevator speeches that aren't targeted enough or just get too general or you have to practice. And number three was just not having any follow-up, you know, just letting it drop off the earth, just that you met somebody, you exchanged maybe a business card or a job seeker business card, and you haven't had any follow-up or you haven't tried a phone call or an email for continued communication. So that was just a little tidbit. Right.
That's
there are some
one.
Insights that we had today in preparation from a good friend of mine. Things that are underutilized, well, that ties right in because, again, I think even for the person in transition, but, you know, business cards are still underutilized or job seeker transition career position cards for job seekers.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah. I think I gave it a couple extra words, but just you know, just meeting people with 8%, 9% underemployment. You mean I need a business card or a card when I'm looking for work?
Yes.
If today LinkedIn is your online card for your in-person face-to-face communication, still a physical business card that speaks of your skill set, that speaks of your desired position or positions of industry.
Yeah, you put that on the back of the card in case you're wondering how that looks visually. So on the front of the card, you put your contact information, and then on the back of the card, you can also put a title or something that you want to include. But on the back, you can definitely put your skill set, and that it really does. Some people just make them gorgeous, too. There's some stunning cards out there.
Right. So that is the first thing, just trying to utilize and do a better job with, and very elementary, but just it happens. And I'm out there enough to get an impression that, I needed one, or I forgot, or just the sense that, I'm not prepared. I forgot those. They're in my car. They're at home. For 3 weeks, I've needed to print more, and just trying to do a better job at that, the use of business cards. Sense of what we do is the, you know, the professional handshake, the first impression. Only able to do it once.
That's
make
true.
That positive first impression. And whether that's time, practice in a mirror, or just practicing with a best friend or your spouse, just in terms of introductions and just in terms of a good professional firm business handshake. And so important. You've only got that opportunity once, and just out there networking a lot. You know, many of us fail at it or don't do a very good job of it, and we just need to practice more, continue to learn more about that area.
It's funny because the best handshakes are the ones you actually don't remember. The ones you do remember are ones that are, for me anyway, too weak or too strong, meaning that someone kind of shakes your hand like a wet fish or someone crushes your hand. Those are two that I've experienced. I don't know about you.
Exactly. Or forgetting the handshake or still not having that introduction or that good eye contact just in terms of, and again, we're talking about networking, so.
Right.
It's a typical event, not where you're meeting one person, but you're trying to get around and meet a multiple number of people. And, you know, that's 20 people in a room, 20 chances to give a good first impression, a mediocre or poor, right. And just want to be trained to be able to network to your best ability. We're talking about it here. We mentioned it, but, you know, how can I help you first attitude? Mm-hmm. And Kristen, for me, that again, years under my belt of networking, but I got to claim that in doing it more and more in the last 2 or 3 years, that it really took me 6 months to a year to get into the attitude and the mentality of just trying to be a better connector, mm-hmm. or again, trying to go into great events and having that attitude about, you know, how can I help you first? Mm-hmm. And really the success of it is really as someone just has a need in the medical field or a connection with a plumber, it is the greatest feeling to finally be at that point. And I think it takes time. It takes time for my personality, right. But I think it takes time for everybody. But to be able to, you know, as someone is saying, I'm looking for a plumber, and just your mind like a Rolodex, or just coming up with those connections, or I have a plumber, yeah. I need to give you an email tomorrow, or I know that name right now, it's on my phone. Yeah. And that is just becoming a great tool and a great asset for me, but it's a great place to be. But we
and
talked about it.
People will call you more too. If you start giving them good referrals, it's like, ooh, I bet Lawrence knows this guy, or I bet, you know, and you do because you're out in the community.
Right. And it is the greatest compliment, or again, doing it with a sense of humor, but being at an event and someone coming up to me and saying, hey, I was told I need to meet you, Lawrence. I need to meet you, LT. And I'm saying, what? Why? And hey, you're a connector. You know lots of people. And Bill is saying that I need to meet you.
Yep.
And that puts the burden on me, but I like helping people and would do it to the best of my ability. But that's a good place to be at. And and it's on my name tag. You know, it's a place, it's a name tag for my name of who you are. But I followed up with that question, you know, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. Who can I connect you with?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Kristen, today we're getting better and better, but you know where we are today, 2012, in the environment still, business and socializing, that I get more and more people that just don't get it. Or what do you mean, how can you help me? Or they're at such a place that they're shocked that someone would really genuinely want to help them. And or misreading it and saying, who do you want? What do you want to know? Or I think I wrote it correctly. Who can I connect you with? Who do you want to meet in this room that maybe I can help have that introduction?
And I'd like to just go off on that a minute, because when you go into these networking events, it is very smart to pre-think it and think, who do I want to meet? Who are people I want to be connected with? And don't just show up kind of like, well, I'll just see what happens. If you have a little bit of a plan, and you know there are different ways you can work a room, but one of the main things is you need a couple goals when you go into a networking event.
Right. And we'll be talking about it, but I deal a lot with like water damage, and I have to go in a room thinking about, you know, hey, I want to know a property manager, or I would like to meet a plumber, or, you know, I know a plumber is going to fix the pipe, but then, you know, what's going to happen if water has gone all over carpets, all over vinyl, all over, you know, great, you know, things in the home. So those are great connectors. But yes, having that vision for what you want to accomplish, and you're not going to accomplish it at every event, but, you know, somebody told me today, you know, what's your greatest expectation of networking? And keep it low and keep it at zero.
Yeah. and you'll always be happy.
That's right. You'll be so impressed that you come in with a plan and you try to reach your goals of an event. But again, that's very important.
All right. We got time for one more before we have to take a break.
All right. We're talking about, I think we were there talking about the powerful of the name tag. We're also talking about, again, making sure in your own small social circle, your friends, your family, make sure that they know if you're working what you do, but also if you're in transition or looking for other opportunity, or you're a job seeker, just, you know, that I find a lot of people intimidated just trying to get to the proper place that they feel comfortable in sharing that with close friends and family.
You're right.
And I get that. I've been through that experience. But, you know, you're gathering with six or seven parents at the bus stop and you're thinking about, hey, they don't know what I do or what I'm looking for or that I'm in transition. And I've seen that happen maybe in my transition where at the bus stop I waited 6 months and then finally when I got it up to share that I was still in transition, I had immediate response with an email of a possible contact.
Right.
And I'm like, wow.
People are generally helpful. It's the human way. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to learn more about what Lawrence does. You are listening to The Art of Potential.
You're listening to Art of Potential on WCHL. Once again, here's your host, Kristen Heemstra.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra, and I am talking with Lawrence Tibbetts, and we're talking about networking. But now, let's talk about Lawrence. So, Lawrence, what is it that you do?
Well, I might share very quickly about some of my experiences or my skill set, and I think that is one of the reasons I like networking is hearing about people's backgrounds and their own transition. Transition mainly to me is interesting.
It is.
But, I have a teaching degree, and I started out that teaching degree as a teacher, a high school teacher, for 9 years in the area of marketing education, DECA, which was a business class as a teacher, and then a co-op program in the afternoon where some of those students were earning credit for retail positions, whether it be a hardware store or a grocery store. And it certainly still exists today, and that's the marketing education program. My background evolved to getting away from the school building to work wanting to take some of that textbook stuff and work it out in the marketplace, and that evolved into some insurance sales. I have a real passion for advertising and some radio background, been involved with some on-air stuff and also some sales in the area of advertising, radio, and also some print pieces and insurance sales in a number of things. I was a claims adjuster for a big insurance carrier for about 9 years, handling both car, autos, some business, and down east, even some farm properties. And that was a very focused job trying to help people. And that skill set from being a claims adjuster has evolved into my present position, is that I'm helping a local franchise owner for a large territory of the Triangle of Wake County grow, and that is ServPro. And ServPro is a franchise, but it is a great group for helping families, businesses, and properties rebuild after such damages as fire, smoke, water, mold, et cetera. So I'm out there on a territory on the marketing sales effort trying to build relationships, networking in all the venues that we've described and more, but trying to build relationships. My core group is insurance companies, insurance agents, insurance adjusters, claims personnel. That is a real core group of my time daily that I have routes.
Yeah.
I have routes in the wide area of the Triangle, Southern Wake, all the way from Morrisville, Cary, all the way to Southern Wake, even stretching up to like Rollsville, Zebulon, and Wendell. And we're meeting with agents, meeting with property managers, maintenance people, trying to build relationships so that they can know about ServPro services.
And what I'll do, too, in addition to having the resources for the Triangle Networking, obviously we'll also have Lawrence Tibbetts' information, contact information on the website. So if you want to know how to get in touch with them, artofpotential.com, we'll have it there. And then do you have your own email address and things like that?
Yeah, I can share that with you and have that available.
Okay. That sounds great. Question to you. So you're out networking all the time. What's your opening line to people? Like, what do you say?
Well, I probably hinted at that or just in terms of whether people are still getting used to it or not. But my opening line, again, I try to mix in at some point maybe my sense of humor or just trying to have a good time doing it while you're still trying to help others. And again, in all essence, in the future, that's going to come back and help my growth with ServPro. But my introduction is what's on my name tag, and that oftentimes would be, how can I help you? Also, you know, trying to learn more about the person in front of me first, and it is a common common response that after they talk about themselves, that oftentimes you get it right back and, you know, Lawrence, tell me about what you do.
Yep.
But again, that is oftentimes my introduction about learning about the person and meeting them with a question. What can I do to help you? Who can I connect you with? Who's your best customer? That's a great one.
Who's your best customer? And that's used a lot in networking. I will say for the shy people, it, you know, you can tell that Lawrence has a lot of energy. So I'm sure when you walk into a room, you're pretty energetic about it. And we did have a show with author Nick Boothman who said people notice energy first. If you're shy and that's not your way, it is a challenge sometimes to go up and meet people, but the idea is that within 3 seconds of seeing someone, you actually go up and introduce yourself. And, you know, everyone has to get past that hard part because it's not easy for everyone to walk up and introduce themselves, and we all get that, but it's something you got to do. Any suggestions or personal coaching on how people can do that?
Well, I have a friend in networking that, you know, a long story, but just the essence of the business card. You know, the purpose of a business card is to share it. So if you don't have one, you may feel lost anyway. But if you've got a business card, there is something that you're trying to get in someone else's hand.
Yeah.
And take the attitude that you want to learn about that other person, but let that be a tool to, you know, the goal is I want to give this card to some people, or right. You know, and I want to explain about my services, my product and services.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen, and it was quite a show, but I saw someone, I think, in a group of 50 people with a stack of probably 200 business cards. He got rid of all the cards.
Wow, that is a magic trick.
And I assume every person had 4 of them.
Right.
And he was pretty energetic about it. And he made quite an impression, and I'm not sure it was totally all positive, but he was he didn't go away. The next event, he was there, and he wasn't, but his goal that night, he was going to talk to you, but his goal, one of his goals was, he said, I'm driving 1 hour to come here, and I want to meet great people like you, but I have a goal. I need to get rid of these cards, mm-hmm. and this is what I do, and please take one. Could you possibly take another one or be able to pass it along to somebody you know? And I just thought, you know, he had a mission, and that might not have been a shy person, but let even the shy person come out of their shell or just know that the goal is to meet people, and also let the, you know, the business card exchange help. You know,
absolutely.
Do you have a card? Can I, like, let's exchange cards.
That's a great, great piece of parting advice. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate all of the wisdom that you have shared with us today, Lawrence Tibbetts. And if you want to know more about him, you can go to theartofpotential.com's website. We'll also have resources there throughout the network. You have just listened to the Art of Potential show on 1360 WCHL.